Low self-esteem. Low self-esteem can affect almost everyone, no matter how confident they may seem. It often comes from our experiences when we were younger, like what people said to us, how they treated us, and whether we felt loved and accepted. These experiences shape how we see ourselves. Sometimes, we can misunderstand things or make wrong conclusions about ourselves based on what we've been through. We might not always see ourselves clearly because we're influenced by what others say or by our own beliefs. But as adults, we have the power to change and grow. Low self-esteem can show up in different ways, like feeling unsure about ourselves or being too hard on ourselves. It's important to recognize these feelings and work on building ourselves up. We might not have been in control of how we felt in the past, but now we can take charge and work towards feeling better about ourselves. Trying too hard to please others and seeking their approval. Comparing yourself constantly to others and feeling bitter about their success. Feeling like a failure and focusing on your flaws. Getting upset when criticized, even when it's meant to help. Ignoring your desires to please others. Avoiding things you want to do out of fear of failure. Striving for perfection, which isn't possible, comes from fear. Worrying too much but not seeking help when needed. Taking advantage of or mistreating others. Putting yourself down, both aloud and in your thoughts. Feeling like you're not in control of your life. Avoiding social events and isolating yourself. Acting aggressively or overly passively, being boastful, or trying to control others. Punishing yourself or only allowing happiness when you think you've earned it. Deal with self-esteem attacks. When people feel their self-worth is under fire, they usually react in ways that can make things worse. Here are four common ways. 1. Withdrawing. This means avoiding stuff that might make you feel bad about yourself. You might stay away from certain people, situations, or challenges, just to play it safe and stick to what you know. 2. Counterattacking. Instead of fighting back against the outside world, some people turn on themselves. They set crazy high goals to prove they're worthy, but even when they hit those goals, they still feel like they're not good enough. They might even downplay their successes. 3. Deferment. Deferment means being passive, letting others have their way, or being overly concerned with pleasing people, which can lead to being taken advantage of. 4. Control. Control is about being a perfectionist, setting unrealistic standards, or trying too hard to be in charge, which can lead to bullying or manipulating others. Self-esteem is how much you value yourself. Sometimes, we're too hard on ourselves, judging ourselves more harshly than others do. But the goal is to have healthy self-esteem, where you appreciate yourself just as you are, without conditions. Many people link their self-worth to their achievements or success. But even if you're smart and successful, you can still struggle with feeling inadequate because nobody can excel at everything. It's okay to have strengths and weaknesses. You don't have to be perfect. The key is to love yourself as you love others, without expecting perfection from yourself. Take control of your life. As grown-ups, we call the shots. We're not just tossed around by others or our circumstances. We have choices, and not making a choice is still making one. It's choosing to dodge responsibility and live with whatever happens. The key to feeling good about yourself? Realize you're the one driving your own life. You get to pick how you see yourself and how much you value yourself. So, take charge and act with purpose. You have the power to shape your life through your thoughts. Your attitude affects everything, including how you feel about yourself. What you believe and think about yourself can come true. So, why not intentionally choose your thoughts? Start by setting clear goals for yourself. Where do you want to go in life? What kind of person do you want to be? Think about how people like that act and behave. Then, act like you're already that person. Believe in yourself and your abilities. Remember, you're important and valuable right now. You have a lot of potential waiting to be unleashed. So, set your goals and go after them with determination. Watch as your dreams become reality. The cream method is clarity. Know exactly what you want to achieve and how you'll know when you've achieved it. Realism. Set goals that are possible and break big goals into smaller, manageable ones. Economy. Focus on one goal at a time, giving it your full attention before moving on to the next. Activity. Take action steps towards your goals and keep doing them. Affirmations can help, but it's the action that gets results. Means. Figure out what you need to achieve your goals, whether it's skills, resources, or anything else necessary. Perfectionist. Striving for excellence, doing your best, and being a perfectionist are different things. Perfectionists set unrealistically high goals and often avoid anything they think won't turn out perfectly, like relationships or job opportunities. Even if they reach the top, they're still not satisfied. That's because they're not motivated by success. Nope, their main drive is fear of failure. This can lead to a whole bunch of not-so-fun feelings like stress, anxiety, anger, and frustration. So, are you a perfectionist? If you often feel tense, worried, or unsatisfied with your work, perfectionism might be the culprit. Boost your self-esteem. Your experiences shape how you see yourself and the world. They affect your thoughts, feelings, and actions. But guess what? You can change them. By tweaking what you feed your brain, you can alter your attitudes and opinions, and yes, even your self-esteem. Here's how. 1. Recognize your worth. I am valuable and worthy. I have many good qualities, like kindness and intelligence. It's important to acknowledge my strengths and celebrate them. 2. Affirmations to boost confidence. I am strong and capable. I believe in myself and my abilities. I deserve success and happiness. Every day, I am becoming the best version of myself. 3. Positive self-talk. I forgive myself for any mistakes I've made. I am human, and it's okay to not be perfect all the time. I choose to speak kindly to myself and focus on my progress rather than my shortcomings. 4. Questioning negative thoughts. Would I criticize a friend as harshly as I criticize myself? Am I being too hard on myself? It's okay to challenge negative thoughts and replace them with more rational and positive ones. 5. Hang out with positive people. Some folks might want to see you fail, but you don't need that negativity. Surround yourself with winners. 6. Celebrate your wins. Make a list of what you've achieved. It'll remind you of how far you've come and what you're capable of. 7. Kick out negative thoughts. Check your beliefs. Swap out the bad ones for the good ones. You learned them, so you can change them. 8. Picture yourself winning. Close your eyes and imagine yourself crushing it. See yourself beating any hurdle that comes your way. Then, go make it happen. 9. Stay anchored in positivity. Think back to good times. Remember how they felt. Connect a word or gesture to those feelings. Use it to boost your mood whenever you need it. 10. Positive outlook. Look for the good in bad situations. See challenges as opportunities to grow. 11. Acceptance. Understand that some things can't be changed. It's okay to let go and move on. 12. Stress relief. Try yoga or meditation to relax and clear your mind. 13. Assertiveness. Stand up for yourself while respecting others' boundaries. 14. Conquering fear. Most things we fear aren't as scary as we think. 15. Stepping out of comfort zones. Push yourself a little beyond what feels safe. 16. Learning from mistakes. See setbacks as chances to learn and improve. 17. Self-compassion. Be kind to yourself. Treat yourself like you would a good friend. 18. Realistic goals. Set achievable goals for yourself. 19. Identify and overcome obstacles. Think ahead about what might get in your way and plan how to deal with it. 20. Act confident. Even if you're not feeling it, act self-assured, and you'll start to feel more confident. 21. Project confidence. Make eye contact, stay relaxed, and use natural gestures when you speak. 22. Be self-reliant. Trust yourself and your abilities. Don't always seek approval from others. 23. Ask for help when needed. Don't hesitate to ask for assistance when you need it, but be clear about what you need. 24. Opinions as advice. When you ask for someone's opinion, see it as advice. Listen, but make your own decisions. 25. Don't worry about impressing others. Focus on being true to yourself rather than trying to impress everyone else. 26. Know what you want. Figure out what you truly want in life, not what others expect of you. Find your happiness. 27. Boost your self-esteem. Stop comparing yourself to others. It's not fair to judge your worst against their best. 28. Learn to laugh at yourself. Accept your human flaws with humor, but don't put yourself down. 29. Accept praise from others. Just smile and say, thank you. 30. Stop beating yourself up over past mistakes. We all make them. So learn from them and move on. 31. Let go of the past, release negative feelings and move forward. Forgiveness is freeing, but even if you can't forgive, leave the baggage behind. 32. Focus on the positives. What strengths did you gain from past struggles? 33. Learn to say no. Don't overextend yourself trying to please everyone. 34. Keep a diary of your journey, record successes and techniques for overcoming challenges to boost your confidence on tough days. Achieve balance for positive self-esteem. Maintaining balance in your life is key to having positive self-esteem. Don't let any single area, such as a relationship, health, appearance, career, or material possessions, become too important. Focusing too much on one aspect can indicate self-esteem problems. If something goes wrong in that area, like losing a job, breaking up, or gaining weight, it can make your entire life feel shattered. Instead, create a well-rounded life that includes family, relationships, work, a healthy lifestyle, and meaningful activities. Key points. 1. Value yourself, recognize your worth and celebrate your strengths. 2. Take control, you drive your life, set goals and act with purpose. 3. Boost confidence, affirm yourself and challenge negative thoughts. 4. Seek balance, maintain a well-rounded life to prevent self-esteem problems. 5. Learn from setbacks, accept mistakes as opportunities to grow and improve. 6. Be assertive, stand up for yourself while respecting others' boundaries. 7. Focus on progress, record successes and techniques to boost confidence on tough days.